If you have your Bible and you want to turn with us to Isaiah chapter number 1. Isaiah chapter number 1. So the Bible said, the vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Does that sound familiar? The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. All sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that have corruptors, that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. For the sole of the feet, even under, from the sole of the feet, even under the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified or with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land strangers devour in your presence, and it is desolate and overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom and should have been like unto Gomorrah. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: what can we do? What can we do? Now, as we look at this, the book of Isaiah, and Isaiah's getting God's got Isaiah's attention. He's direct, he's focused, and God has given him a vision of things that's happened and things that's happening so that he could understand why God does what he does. You know, a lot of times we don't understand why God does what he does. It's because we don't understand who God is. And when we begin to realize and recognize who God is, it helps us understand what he does. Amen? Praise God, it starts to make sense, even when it don't make sense. But we see this, the Bible tells us how God begins to tell him from heaven above how he's moved upon the people, how he's called the people unto himself, and how they've rebelled against him, how they've turned aside from the things of God, they've tuned him out, and they've quit listening to what God has to say. Kind of like America that we live in today. We got so caught up in everything else that we don't listen to what God has to say to you and to me. We don't receive the help that he has to give us from the portals of glory even today. And he said, because of that, he said, they've in verse number 4, said they've gone away backwards. I want to say, in America, I believe we're backing up. Amen. There's a few little places. I'm glad that God says that even in this, that he preserves a little remnant, a small amount, a small number that will stay with him. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? I don't know about you, but I want to be counted in that number that's going to go with God. Jesus said, Luke 18, he said, when I come, will I find faith on the earth? He wasn't talking about being born again people. He was talking about people that are still faithful, looking for a soon coming Savior. He said, well, preacher, it's been so many years ago. They said, Paul said that Jesus was coming soon. He could come any minute. He's nigh even at the door. But I want to say, praise God, just as sure as he said it, we can believe it today, that one day in a little while, Jesus is coming. Praise God, to take us to be with him in glory. He's made us that promise. We just need to be ready to go when he comes. Amen. But the Bible tells us here that he said, that, listen, they said, he said there's been an invasion in the nation. He said the nation is being overrun, praise God, by strangers. Have you ever seen such a mess as we're in now? Now, we know the Bible tells us that if we don't have borders, we don't have a nation. And I'm not preaching politics this morning. I'm preaching Bible. The Bible says over 40 times, Brother Lynn, in the Word of God, that that the nation must have borders. God mentions the borders of the nation of Israel. God gave them borders. He said, "This is where this is what I have established. This is what I've given you. This is yours." Amen. So they claimed it and they protect it. But he said it's been overrun. He said, "He said because of the strangers coming in." He said, "Your country is desolate." He's talking about that national land, amen, that they have, that they claim their own. He said it's destitute. It's been devastated by these things that's coming in. He said, your cities are burned with fire. What took place in here last summer, we had things burning down all around in some of our cities, burning down business and homes and those things like that. And now we have all the fires going on throughout the country. And not only in this country, but in other countries. People are seeing major fires like they've never seen them before. I believe God's trying to get us at their attention. He said, one of these days he's going to melt this thing with a fervent heat. We better be ready. We better pay attention. We better go with God. We better turn ourselves from ourselves and turn ourselves back to God. We never quit rebelling against Him and just go with Him. Praise God. He knows the way. He is the way, the truth, and alive. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. And we need to be seeking Him today. Praise God. Getting close to Him. Praise God. Getting ready to go out of here. He said, they're burned with fire. He said, your land strangers devour. Now that word devour means to be consumed. It's being consumed away. Strangers coming in to the land and consuming those things they have. And he said, it's not only being devoured, but it's being devoured in your presence. Amen. In front of us, we're seeing it take place. Ain't it time to open our eyes and lift up our head? For our redemption draweth nigh. God's speaking to us today. He's telling us to get ready. Now he's telling us to be ready. For our redemption is nigh. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, he said, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. A time of a soon coming Savior. A time when our borders are being attacked. A time when there's a very small remnant that's left. Amen. You're seeing people that's fleeing all over the world, fleeing to all kinds of different things. I tell you, youngins, if we're going to run, we better run to Jesus. We better run to that's right. We better run to the very one, the only one that can help us this morning. It's Jesus. We need to know who to call upon this morning, and we need to call upon Jesus. He's the one, praise God, that can deliver us. He delivered us the once, and He can deliver us again. Amen. He'll call us out here to take us to be with Him. So the book of Isaiah, and I'm going to roll through this morning. Praise God, I'm going to roll through it like a roller coaster. You just hang on and listen real closely. Praise God, because God wants to help us. And I asked the question this morning. God asked the question of you. What can we do? What can we do? What can you do? What can I do? Praise God, to overcome all these obstacles that we face in our life. He said, they strangers coming in. He said, desolation. People's turning their back on God. People's going away. Their hearts is, their head is sick and their whole heart's faint. Amen. They some sick people in this world. Amen. They showed a video this week of this woman got out of a car, walked over to another lady to 15, 20 feet away and just shot her in the head and walked back over nonchalantly, got back in her car and drove away. Something's wrong with somebody like that. Somebody's sick in the head. Somebody is depraved. They've been turned over to a reprobate mind to do those things. It's not convenient. It'd be a whole lot easier to do right, but they choose to do wrong. What would make them do that? Amen. A lack of godliness. What can happen to somebody like that? They need the Lord. They need a good dose of the Holy Ghost, salvation. Praise God. To make a difference in their life. But we see here, he said, our land is desolate. Such strangers has overtaken it. They've overthrown it, praise God, with destruction. So what can we do? Well, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 6, Isaiah says in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah says, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Isaiah looks up, praise God, in the year that King Uzziah. You know, a lot of times these things, it keeps our minds occupied and we can't think about God. Hey, some things that's high and holier than the Lord, and we put Him there, and it takes our mind and our focus off of what's really important. Amen. We need to get our focus on a holy and righteous God and see Him for who He is. Amen. There's only one God, praise God, and He is God. Bless His holy name. He said, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, and twain they covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain they did he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And now that smoke is a type of the presence of God of glory. Amen. He said, these servants get the praise in God, and they say, holy, 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 one holy for God the Father, one holy for God the Son, and one holy for God the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise God. They were giving us an example of how we ought to be praising God and magnifying His name and lifting Him up, praise God, above everything else. I get to thinking about old Isaiah, praise God. He knew this stuff. He knew it, praise God, but it makes me wonder. He said, year to King Uzziah died. He said, I finally saw what God been trying to show me the whole time. I wonder how far we got to get down the road before we realize and see what God's been trying to show us the whole time. We don't have to go through this world and participate in all the things and all the activities and all the downtrodden things that it has for us. I pray God, if we'll just seek the Lord first, we'll find Him. And when we seek Him early, praise the Lord. He said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So we see the Isaiah, the man of God, and he was a man of God, praise God, but he begins to humble spirit. He comes in humiliation, and he says, praise God, I realize that I'm a man of unclean lips. Amen. A lot of the stuff I've been saying, a lot of stuff I've been doing, praise God, is contrary to the Lord God of heaven. He is holy and I'm not. Amen. When we come to the point of in our lives, praise God, especially our Christian life, when we realize that God is holy and we're not. And we are to seek and strive every day to be a little more like Him. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God. A little self-humiliation goes a long ways. Amen. He said, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. He said, then flew one of the serpents unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my tongue and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity, that sinfulness, the wickedness, is taken away, and thy sin is purged. That live coal atop of the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, that touches our hearts. Praise God, from the throne room of grace, He comes right to where we are, touches our hearts, shows us that we're no sinner in need of a Savior, and we fall on our face, and we repent, praise God. What can we do, praise God, today? Great God, glory. We can clean ourselves up. Praise God, we can receive the Holy Ghost of God when He speaks to our heart and cry out like old Isaiah did and said, woe is to me, praise God. I am undone. Amen. He said, I'm an old sinner, Lord. I'm an old sinner. Praise God, we get to thinking that we're better than somebody else. Amen. Praise God, you saved. Preacher, I'm saved. You say, you're a sinner saved by grace. They ain't none of us better than anybody else. We're just old sinners saved by grace. Praise God. We're headed for a city whose builder and maker is God. Praise God. Doing the best we can with the help of the Lord. Praise God. Our sins purged. Isaiah goes on, verse 8. He says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. Amen. Praise God. What you say, what takes place? What can we do? Praise God. We can purge ourselves, cleanse ourselves. Praise God with the help of the Lord and say, Lord, use me. Amen. Send me. We wait around a lot of the time. I think we wait around. We wait around for somebody else to do it. Amen. To do the work. We want somebody else to go to our family. We want somebody else to witness to our neighbors. We want somebody else to tell people about Jesus. Amen. What about us? What about you? Amen. The Lord spoke. He said, who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here I am. Man, what we ought to be doing every day, praise God, we ought to be throwing a prayer and saying, Lord, here am I. Here I am. That word here I am means here I am. I'm here and ready. Amen. We ought to be here and ready, praise God, to testify, Lord, you Christ. We ought to get up every morning and pray and say, Lord, please give me a somebody to testify to. Somebody, Miles, to tell about Jesus. Somebody to encourage in the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't really have a testimony. Praise God. If God saved you, you got a testimony. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Say, the Lord saved me. Praise God. He brought me to a place. He's put me in church. But I love the Lord. I'm growing in Jesus Christ. And boy, I just love it. It's just getting bigger and better. Bible says, he said, go and tell this people, hear you indeed, but understand not, and see you indeed, but perceive not. make the heart of this people fat and make their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see that with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. But then Isaiah says this, Isaiah, he said, Lord, how long? He said, I'm preaching. God, he said, how long? You know, sometimes we get discouraged and we want to quit. I want to say, they ain't nowhere to quit. There isn't nowhere to quit. Amen? We got to stay in the fight. Just keep telling about Jesus, praise God. Devil don't like it. People around you may not like it, but that's because devil's got a hold of their heart too. But amen, we just keep telling about Jesus, showing them the love of God. Praise the Lord. And I said, Lord, how long? And he said, until the cities are waste or be wasted without an inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. He said, you just keep doing it. Praise God. Keep telling people about Jesus till there ain't nobody else to tell. Amen. Till you run out of folk. Praise God. Amen. He said, then you can tell it to the birds and the bees and the things that's flying around. Praise God. Just keep telling everybody about Jesus. Amen. They'll join in with you. Little birds get up every morning just praising God for the days give them. Amen. They don't even have to worry about the food and raiment. Praise God. I told you the other day, God's already got that worked out for them. Amen. He said, and the Lord having removed man far away, and there is great forsaking in the midst of the land. He said, Isaiah, he's saying, you may think that your ministry is a failure, but praise God, God ain't done yet. Amen. We've still got work to do. They still people getting in. Now, I know the Bible says if we take our children, say if you raise them up the way they should go, when they're old, they'll not depart from it. They'll have something. They'll have a foundation, praise God, to come back to. Amen. God will reach them out, pull them back up on the rock. Amen. The rock of their foundation, where they were brought up, what they know about, what's truth, praise God, and what makes them free, what gives them liberty to worship God in spirit and truth. Isaiah, thinking maybe your ministry is a failure, but he said, but yet it shall be a tent, and it shall return, and shall be eaten, and as a teal tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. But so God says, listen, so there's going to be a remnant, praise God, and there's going to be a blessing, there's going to be a seed that God is going to use. We just got to figure out today whether, praise God, we're going to let God clean us up and use us for a seed. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Listen, you say, preacher, the thing's already, the summer's come, it's about gone, the seeds, praise God, has been planted, the crop's up, and praise God, everything's been harvested, so there's nothing left to do. Praise God, we need to be putting up some seed for next year. Amen. Start shelling some things out, putting them back, drying them, praise God, getting them ready for next year, for another harvest, praise God. Because God Almighty said, He said, I'm here to praise God to make a difference. What can we do? We can allow God and ask God to help us along this way. Praise the Lord. He will. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 42 that He is God. He's God of heaven. He's God of earth. Amen. He's the one that's able to make the difference in our life. In Isaiah chapter 42 in verse number 5, He said, Thus saith God the Lord. He that created the heavens stretched them out. He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it. He that giveth bread unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. Now watch this. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thee and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people for a light to the Gentiles. So look what God said. He said, I'm the God of heaven. And He said, I'm the God of earth. I won't say there's no question about it today. He is both of those. He's the God in heaven and He's the God of the earth. All power is given to Lord Jesus Christ in heaven and in earth. Bless His holy name. But look what He said He'd do. He said He would call you. And praise God, He's still a calling today. He's still calling to our people. He's still calling to our young'uns. He's still calling to the lost. He's still calling to those that's wayward. He's still calling today. And those that He calls unto Himself. And then the Bible says, then He will hold thine hand. He said, I'll hold on to you. Praise God, I want to say God will never let you go. You say, well, preacher, there seems to be times when He was far from me. That's because we we let go of Him. It's not because He let go of us. He's still holding on to us. He's still there, praise God. We just have to realize that we are in the Father's hand. If you've been born again, praise God, just believe it, praise God, and receive it. He called you out, praise God, so He could bring you in, and He's got a hold of us. Praise God, He'll hold on to us, and He'll never let you go. Amen. No matter how much you fight and rebel, praise God, God will hold on to you. Amen. Praise God. That's why some of us is here today, praise God, because God didn't let go. Amen. He kept drawing and compelling. He kept calling, praise God, to get us back in. To get us, praise God, where we could get help from the Lord. He knew that in the last days, dispensation of grace, He knew where you'd need to be. He said, well, preacher, I just happened to come this morning. Praise God, no, you're here because you're supposed to be. This is right where God have you be this morning. He said He'd call you and said He'd hold you. Amen. The one that calls you and holds you, He said He'd also keep you. I'm glad I don't keep myself this morning. Amen. I'd be lost for the day is over if I kept myself. Amen. I'd go off in a different direction. I'd mess up. But praise God, I'm glad He said, I will keep thee. And He said, I'll give you a light. I'll make you a light. Praise God. I can be a light to someone else. See, He promises. He gives us some promise. He gives us some hope. That's what we have in Lord Jesus Christ. We're getting ready and we're looking for something that's a whole lot bigger than us. Amen. The Lord seen that we would need help. The Lord seen that we'd need a Savior, so He came to be that for us. In Micah chapter number 5, the Lord gives us some hope. Micah chapter 5, if you go to the New Testament, back up just a couple books. An old Schofield, it's on page 948. Micah chapter number 5, that's a minor prophets at the end of the Old Testament. Micah chapter number 5 and verse number 1, he said, now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler of Israel, whose goings forth, now watch this, have been from of old, from everlasting. And now he's talking about one to come. Even when the smiting force is there, when the opposition is there, he said there's going to be one born out of Bethlehem, Ephrata, whose name is Jesus Christ the Lord. He's going to come, praise God. And he said he shall be a ruler in Israel, praise God. I want to say praise the Lord. He went way beyond that. When the Jews rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, he come unto the Gentile. He come unto you and me, praise God, that he through the Holy Ghost of God could be the rulers of our hearts and our lives, praise the Lord, and help us and take us and do for you and I what He wanted to do for the little nation of Israel. Amen. We graph it in, praise God, by the hand of a holy God. He said, who's going forth have been from old and from everlasting. Praise His holy name. We're talking about the pre-existent God of heaven, the one that always was and always has been. And not only was He pre-existent, John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He was pre-existent then. Praise God, He's existing forever because He is everlasting. Amen. What does that mean this morning? That Jesus won't wear out on us. Amen. He ain't like them old cars. We get them old Fords and Chevrolets and wear out and leave us sitting on the side of the road. Praise God. God will never wear out. He's been here from the beginning. And He'll be here in everlasting. He'll be here through the ending. Praise His holy name. He said, therefore will He give them up unto the time that she shall, which travaileth, had brought forth. Then the remnant of His brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. He's talking about that regathering, praise God, that God's a-doing. It started 1948. They started regathering over there. Praise God, God's getting ready for something big. Praise God, over in the land of Israel. And praise God, I'm glad we are children of God. I'm looking for something big too, ain't you? Amen. Bible says, verse number 4, said, he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. Amen. My Bible teaches me that he's going to be King of kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. He's going to supersede the president. He's going to supersede the potentates. He's going to supersede the king and the queen. Praise God. He will be King of Glory. Praise His holy name. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land. Now watch this. And when he shall tread in our palaces, and shall he, and then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men. Now 7 is enough. It's a number of completion. 8 is a number of new beginnings. Praise God. He said, when the Assyrian comes in, he said, they shall waste the land of Assyria with the sword and the land of Nimrod in the entrance thereof. Thus shall he deliver us from the Assyrian. Amen. When he cometh into our land, when he treadeth, now watch this, within our borders. Amen. Praise God. He said, when the Assyrian, that type of the world, that type of the devil, that type of the Antichrist, he said, when he comes on the scene, he said, God Almighty is going to be there. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's going to tread him down. Praise God. When the Assyrian, when the Antichrist comes to tread in our borders. Amen. God Almighty, praise God, is going to be there. Amen. God said, what are you saying, Pastor? Said, Jesus Christ, God, the Lord of glory is coming to protect our borders. Amen. To get out ungodliness, to wipe it out. That's the enemy. See, we have a promise in the Lord coming. In the first few verses, these last few verses, praise God, we've got a promise, you might say, of the enemy coming. Amen. The enemy's always coming at us, ain't he? Amen. So what can we do? Praise God, we can trust in the Lord. Amen. Notice I wills, the end and the last this verse. I'm going to go through real quickly. It said, a remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, and as a lion among the beasts in the forest, and a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who if he go through, both tread down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. But he says, watch this in verse number 10. He's talking about Israel's enemies, their adversaries, our enemies, our adversaries. He said, it's something come to pass, verse 10, in that day, saith the Lord, that I, now notice the I wills. Amen. What can we do? We can't do a whole lot. But what can God do? He said, I will. Amen. God can do everything. He said, I will cut off the horses out of the midst of thee, and I will destroy their chariots. Now watch this. And I will cut off the cities of thy land, and throw down all thy strongholds. And I will cut off witchcraft out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Have you ever noticed the time when Satanism and demonism, praise God, is so rampant in our land? When we're looking at all the soothsayers and the witchcraft that's all over the place. They even putting it in our cartoons and stuff and making it like it's okay. But I want to say, in the eyes of God, it's not okay. It's wrong. That stuff is real. It messes with your mind. It touches you physically. It touches you spiritually. Amen. We start putting our hope, or putting our thoughts, praise God, in witchcraft and sorcery, praise God. We need to be putting our faith in the Lord. He said, thy graven images also will I cut off. Amen. Verse 14 said, I will pluck up the groves out of the midst of those places where you worship. He said, I will destroy the cities. Amen. What you worship in. He said, I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the heathen, the ungodly and ungodliness that's in this world. Praise God. Amen. So he said, the Lord says that he gives us a promise and he shows us the enemy, but then he says, I will take care of it. Amen. Like, we get to just come along for the ride. Just put our faith and trust in Him and just go with Him. He's going to take care for us. The Lord will fight our battles for us. Amen. What can we do? We can't do a whole lot. But we can put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He promised He'd fight our battles. We're going to go through a lot of battles. There'll be a lot of valleys in this world which we live before we get through it. Amen. We'll get up top of the mountain, boy, we'll shout it out, and we think we've arrived, and about that time, praise the bottom fall out. Amen. And you end up down in the valley, praise God, and you're digging and scratching around. Amen. We get to be like David. He said, I looked into the hills, which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. When David got down the valley, praise God, he got looking up on the hill. He got looking upon the mountains, a mount glory, praise God, where he'd see God Almighty. Amen. God began to manifest himself to him. He began to do that for him, praise God. He began to have a witness. The Bible says we begin to see a witness in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 10, he says, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." Have you ever had any doubt, praise God, about God? He just told you right there, he's the first and the last. Amen. Ain't that what he said in the book of Revelation? He's the first and the last, beginning and the ending. Praise God. Neither shall there be after me. Verse number 11, he said, I am the Lord. And besides me, now watch this, there is no Savior. The Lord says, nobody else can save you. Now, I've said before, and I'll say it again, I could take a piece of paper, and I could write on it in the front and the back and in the middle and the sides and put a list, a whole list of things that you got to do to make it to heaven. If you'll do these things, I guarantee you, you'll be in heaven. And I could put the word out, and there would be people lined up down the road to get a copy of this. Amen? They'd be there lined up to get a copy of that paper that tells them all the things they can do, and they'll get a shoe-in for heaven. And they'd come from miles around, praise God, when all they got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Amen? Believe on death, burial, and resurrection. Believe what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary, and we'll be saved. But the Lord says he gives us a witness, praise God. He said, I am God. He said, I am the Lord. He said, there's none other but me. Amen? Praise God. He said, and besides me, there is no Savior. He is our Savior. Mine and yours. There's no other person that can save us. He said, well, preacher, I got pretty good confidence in my husband. Amen. Praise God. You better back up. You better put your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for your husband. Amen. You say, preacher, why do you say that? Because I know how I am. Amen. These ladies say amen right there. Amen. Know how we are. But God says, I give you a witness, praise God. I am the deliverer. I am the Savior. So what can we do? Praise God, we can put our faith and trust in the Lord because he said, I am the Savior. He said, I am the one. Come alongside. He said, I am the one who can deliver. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Nobody else can but the Lord. Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 5. The Bible says this, I am the Lord and there is none else. Now what does that mean? It means that he is the Lord. And besides him, there's no other. Amen. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. And that's a capital G God. That means the true and living God. He said, hey, there's a lot of little gods in the world. A lot of us have little gods. You know those things that we worship on Saturdays and Sundays sometimes instead of coming to church? Amen. Whatever it might be, our little gods. But he said, there is no God besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Amen. Ain't it amazing how God can love you and help you and guide you and lead you even though you don't even know him? There's a lot of people that don't know him. He's still there for them. Had an old supposed atheist one time. He said, well, preacher, I wish God just leave me alone. I said, son, you're messed up. If God leaves you alone, you're out of here. Amen. God gives us our breath, praise God. He keeps life. He gets us up in the morning. He keeps us going. Amen. Without God, praise God, without him giving us life, our life is in the Lord, praise God. And without him, we have no life at all. Amen. Amen. We're just carcasses. He said that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else. So the Lord tells you, what can we do, praise God? We can put our faith and trust in the Lord. He said, because besides him, there's no else. There's nothing else. There's nowhere else that we can go. There's nothing else. There's no one else that we can put our faith in. No one else that we can trust in. He said, preacher, you really believe that? Praise God. I'll put my faith and trust in the Lord so many times I couldn't even tell you. I don't have enough fingers and toes. I have to just put my faith and trust in the Lord every day. And you should too. Trust him, praise God, to help us because we cannot do nothing without him. Praise God. You say, what do you mean? What do we need to do? Then we just need to look to him. Amen. Trust in him. He says in verse 22 of Isaiah 45, he said, look unto me and be saved. Amen. To look into it and be saved. But before he says that in 22, he tells us in verse 20 that we need to assemble ourselves and come. You can't look to him and be saved if you don't come to him to be saved. If we don't assemble ourselves together, praise God. Paul said not to fail to assemble yourself together, because some is, even so to more as the day approaches. We need to come before the Lord. We need to assemble ourselves together with him. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't need to go to church. Amen. Yeah, that's right. You just believe that, and the devil will tell you another lie. We need to assemble ourselves together, praise God, to get the help that we need from the Lord and to encourage others along the way. Amen. He says, assemble yourself together and come. Draw near together. Ye that are escaped of the nations, ye have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together who hath declared this from ancient time. Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Amen. So we see God Almighty. What can we do? We can do nothing without Him, but praise God. God can do everything because He is God. He's a just God. He's a Savior. And so He said, look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. So what He says to us, He calls us together, amen, unto Himself. Amen. And He calls us to come near unto Him. He wants us every day to get closer to Him. Amen. Just like little children, praise God, when our young'uns is little, amen, we want to get them up, and we get them up in our, and we want to just hug them and squeeze. Sometimes you can just squeeze them to death. Amen. You get them little young, and then you get them little grandbabies, and it gets even bigger. Amen. You just want to squeeze the juice out of them. Amen. Because that's what God wants to do to us. He wants us to come near. He's calling us. He wants us to come near, and He wants to put His arms around us. He wants to put them big old loving arms around us and pull us and squeeze us, praise God, unto Himself. Amen. He wants us to come near, but He wants us to come now. Amen. Don't put it off. Don't wait. Praise God. He wants us to come to Him. He wants us to come near to Him. He wants us to come now. I mean, why are we putting it off? What are we waiting on, young'uns? Amen. Why are we waiting? What are we afraid of? He is God. He said that we can do nothing without Him. He said that He has the power in heaven and earth, that He wants to draw us. He wants us to look to Him for our help. Amen. So we ought to just want to come to Him. We look to Him, praise God. Look unto me and be ye saved. He said, if you'll look to me, if you'll come to me, if you'll draw near to me. So he said, I'll take care of you. He said, I'll save you. You say, preacher, things ain't too bad yet. What do I need saving from? I'm going to tell you who you need saving from, yourself. This old flesh that we live in, amen. We need flesh. What can we do? We can't do a whole lot. But He can do everything. We're being invaded, amen, by the demons of hell. We're being invaded by the prince and power of this present world. He's bombarding us from every side. Amen. Wickedness, we're seeing wickedness in the world like we've never seen before. Mamas and daddies and mamas and papas, praise God, it's just doing all kinds of ungodly things, going in ungodly directions. Amen. Things that we used to do and try to hide because it was sinful, they're doing it out in the open and they just don't care. Just wickedness. But God says, if you'll come to me, He said, if you'll look to me, He said, I'll save you. Amen. Like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, he said, look and live. Amen. To look and live. We need to look to Lord Jesus Christ that we can live. What can we do? We can't do much. But Jesus said He'd do it all. Amen. Nobody but God. He said, I am, praise the Lord, for I am God, and there is none else. He said, we don't need to be looking for anything else. He said, we just need to be trusting the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, just to lead us and guide us and direct us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And He said, if we'd do that, He said, He'd lead us all the way.